When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's your closing bell brief for Thursday, November 3rd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks extended yesterday's declines. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 147 points, or about 0.5%, to close at 32,001. The S&P 500 was down 40 points, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ finished down 182 points. Tech stocks were especially hit hard for a second day, following yesterday's comments by Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell that interest rates might need to be raised higher than expected. Apple shares were down 4.2%, and shares of Amazon fell 3% after the company said it will freeze corporate hiring for several months. Elsewhere, Moderna shares fell 0.75%. The pharmaceutical company said its third-quarter revenue fell by nearly a third and cut its earnings projections, saying that supply constraints for its COVID-19 vaccines might reduce sales by as much as $3 billion this year. Peloton shares rose 8.2%. The connected fitness equipment maker reported a steeper-than-expected 23% drop in quarterly sales, but the company narrowed its losses in the most recent quarter after slashing jobs and restructuring its operations. Shares of Lyft fell 2%. The ride-sharing company said it is cutting 13% of staff, or nearly 700 jobs. It's the latest tech company to say it needs to reduce costs ahead of choppy economic conditions. And a batch of corporate earnings after the bell. Starbucks said its sales hit a record in the most recent quarter, while employee wage increases, new training for workers, along with increased supply chain, food, and materials costs, cut into profits. Shares rose more than 2% after hours. And DoorDash said its revenue rose 33% last quarter. The company said consumers spent more on delivery of food and household essentials, even as restaurants reopened and raised prices. But it said some are responding to inflation by ordering fewer items, while others are switching from expensive restaurants to fast food chains. Shares were up more than 15% after hours. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.